We are definitely in the transition phase from winter to spring, aren't we? The longer days, sometimes warmer temperatures and clear blue skies all feel like something of a normal March. The longer days in particular have been a delight. It never ceases to amaze me how after 2 decades in Alaska, it still brings such a smile to my face to feel and watch the days get longer and longer. Frankly, it's made for some really terrific days to get out and ride snow machines, and the areas around our community certainly bear evidence of that in the snow. My youngest daughter got her first snow go this year, and she's been out putting miles on it pretty much daily, much to not only her satisfaction, but mine as well. Those solid travel conditions should stay with us a few weeks longer, at least. And I'd like to add a few more miles to my own snow machine before it once again becomes a yard ornament. Officially, by the calendar, it's winter and still will be until next week, though I'm sure these bluebird sunny days have people thinking of the warmer seasons to follow. I know several of my friends have been speaking wistfully about the impending spring migratory bird season, and I get that. Any hunting's better than no hunting, in my humble opinion, and we all have our passions, right? With spring and hunting and waterfowl in mind, I'd like to discuss a recent issue tied to those topics that has been a source of confusion to some, as evidenced by some questions that have come into our office of late. Hopefully, today's episode will alleviate some of that confusion, not add to it. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Today's episode addresses toxic, that is, lead, versus non-toxic ammunition. Let me begin by saying, and I'll say it again later, that all waterfowl hunters need to use non-toxic shot. I repeat, all waterfowl hunters need to use non-toxic shot. Anything you might hear with regards to what I'm going to discuss today has absolutely no impact or effect on shot choices used for waterfowl. You cannot use lead shot to hunt waterfowl. Period. It's not even up for discussion. All right, on to the confusion. The confusion stems from a couple of actions made during the transition from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. One of the last actions of the Obama administration was to begin the process to ban lead ammunition and lead fishing sinkers and other tackle on federal lands managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Dan Ash, the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service under Obama, issued a director's order on his final full day in office that made lead illegal on wildlife refuges and any other land administered by the service. Again, lead shot is already banned, and has been for a long time, for use on waterfowl, but this would have eventually made lead shot, lead bullets, and lead products associated with fishing illegal on federal lands. With a change in administration, that director's order has been reversed. On March 2nd, new Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke signed an order revoking Service Director's Order 219. That was Ash's lead ban. I would note that prior to its revocation, the director's order had not yet been implemented because it was under review by the Department of Interior. The official reason for that is that in issuing that director's order, the public and other stakeholders did not have the ability to contribute to the discussion. Therefore, Secretary Zinke decided to withdraw the order so that the community's voice is heard. Again, officially, the 1991 nationwide ban on the use of lead shot for hunting waterfowl remains in place and is not affected by the secretarial order. The 1991 ban involves significant public input and includes non-toxic shot regulations that apply only to waterfowl. The ban was designed to protect waterfowl and bald eagle populations from the effects of lead poisoning. The lead ban on waterfowl ammunition is nationwide. The use of lead in other types of ammunition and for fishing tackle varies from state to state. Some states require the use of non-toxic ammunition and fishing tackle in certain situations. California is perhaps the most visible with regards to this. Due to concerns for the California condor, California is in the process of phasing out all lead ammunition of any type, with the full ban to be in effect in 2019. If you have a question about what's allowed, be sure to check with state agency wildlife and fisheries officials to learn more about their specific requirements. An official message from the Department of Interior further states that the department and the service are committed to protecting the nation's wildlife and natural resources while also providing outdoor recreation opportunities and access for America's wildlife enthusiasts, including hunters, anglers, and wildlife watchers. Through the application of the best available science balanced with wise management, the department and the service strives to engage the public in responsible outdoor recreation and the stewardship of these cherished trust resources. So, to summarize, for a brief time, it looked like we were going to have some restrictions on federal lands with regards to lead hunting and fishing products. Those intended restrictions have, for the time, been removed, and everything is as it was before Director Ash's order. There never were any effects from that on waterfowl ammunition, which has been mandated lead-free since 1991. As mentioned, California is in the process of going completely lead-free, and for a very specific reason. It's possible that other states will eventually go in that direction as well, but maybe not. I'm not aware of any other states currently considering such a move. There are some other states also associated with the Condor that strongly encourage the use of non-lead ammunition, to the point of offering voluntary trade-in programs. It's a simple, irrefutable fact that lead is toxic. That's why it's no longer in gasoline, paint, or pipes used for water. But with regards to its actual impact and its use as ammunition, other than shot used for waterfowl, well, there are differing views from various groups concerned with such things. There are very good copper alternatives available for big game bullets. Barnes is perhaps the best known, and they make a very fine bullet. But other companies, such as Hornady to name one, also produce excellent lead alternatives. There are other advantages to solid copper and copper alloy bullets as well. Such bullets typically retain more weight after impact than lead core bullets, and in many cases destroy less meat. That doesn't make them perfect. They are somewhat more expensive, tend to foul barrels quicker, and are lighter, meaning that they are longer to attain the same weight as lead options, which can lead to other complications. My guess is that copper bullets will continue to gain in popularity as improvements continue to be made in their design and manufacture. However, I don't see lead bullets going away anytime soon. Which really kind of gets off topic just a bit, with the topic at hand summarized thusly. Outgoing U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Director Dan Ash attempted to begin the process to prohibit all lead ammunition and fishing tackle on a good portion of federal lands. New Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke overturned this, at least for the time, and until further input can be gathered from stakeholders. And all of that has zero impact on those of us getting geared up for the spring migratory bird season. Lead shot is illegal to use for those birds now, and has been since 1991. That was never in danger of change, irrespective of the direction of other ammunition types. In closing today, I'd like to speak about something that's going to sound awfully familiar, because I talked about it just a few weeks back. Because of concern within the Refuge Office, I'd like to once more touch on things that relate to the current federal Nishigaak Peninsula caribou season, which is rapidly drawing to a close. First of all, you can't chase caribou with a snow machine. That's as much of an ironclad thing as not using lead shot for waterfowl. Don't do it. It's illegal. As it was shared then, once again, here's the verbatim language from the state regulations. You may not take game by driving, harassing, or molesting game with any motorized vehicle such as an aircraft, airboat, snow machine, or motorboat. You may not take game by motor-driven boat or motorized land vehicle unless the motor has been shut off and progress has ceased. You may not take game by pursuing with a vehicle an animal that is fleeing. To me, you'd have to be pretty dense to not get what that means. I spoke with a friend of mine who hunted caribou on the peninsula this past weekend. He saw several parties blatantly chasing herds, so either there's a whole lot of uninformed people out there, or there's a whole lot of people who need to be caught, ticketed, and pay fines. The bottom line is, it's illegal, and it's illegal for a reason. That kind of stress on herds is detrimental to herd health. Frankly, if you're chasing and you know it's wrong, what you're saying to me is that you just don't care about the resource at all. so make every effort to harvest animals legally. Another thing to mention with that is to remember to turn in harvest reports when you do harvest an animal, or even if you don't by season's end. And a reminder that the season closes at the end of this month. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.